The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Coming up in Des Moines at the Iowa State Capitol, it's American Heart Association's 2026 Heart at the Capitol event. It's on Tuesday, February 24th. One of the big items up for conversation is cardiac emergency response plans. We would like to learn more, so we go to the expert, and that is the Iowa Government Relations Director, Census Lo Leong, calling in from American Heart Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Could you give us a general overview about a cardiac emergency response plan, please?
Essentially, a cardiac emergency response plan is a set of protocols that can help increase survival rates for cardiac arrest by 50% or more by enabling a trained lay responder team to take action. In terms of our proposal that we are sending to the Iowa Capitol, it is focused on cardiac emergency response plans for schools and athletic facilities. And just to give you a background of where this really came from, it came from the NFL game when DeMar Hamlin collapsed and he had a cardiac arrest. Following that, there was a set of protocols that were followed, which managed to keep his heart pumping and get him to a hospital. We do recognize that based on statistics, there are a lot of kids who also suffer cardiac arrest in schools and athletic facilities. Essentially, when a cardiac emergency response plan is set in a school or athletic facility, the way it works is imagine your school being a building with a number of blocks. Within each of those blocks, you want to be certain that you have a specialist. So you have your nurse who is fully trained in CPR and you have your coach. But beyond that, you want to make sure you have a response team. The response team would be a number of teachers would be trained on how to do hands-on CPR, how to use an AED, and as well, how to really just assist to get EMS there, call 911, do all of these things when a cardiac arrest happens at a school.
I wanted to pause here and take a second to talk about just the importance of CPR. How important is that to save a person's life?
CPR is very important and critical. In fact, cardiac arrest is the leading cause of death in the U.S. And when we look at Iowa, where 77 counties out of the 90 are rural counties, what we've seen is that it takes about 28 minutes for EMS to arrive. This means you have anyone in the house who knows how to give CPR, they prolong that time and keep that heart pumping until EMS arrives. We've also seen that 70% of cardiac arrests happen at home and 20% of those happen in public places. A CPR would triple the chances of a person's survival. And based on research that we've done, only about 42% of people who experience cardiac arrest outside of a hospital get the immediate help they need from someone nearby before professionals arrive. So you don't need to be professionally trained with a CPR certificate, but if you get some training on how to do CPR, how deep you need to pump on the chest, where you need to pump, and just know the beats that are needed, it makes a huge difference. And it saves lives because, let's be honest, we have seen that about 475,000 people die from cardiac arrest in the U.S. every year. And so hands-only CPR makes a huge difference in saving lives.
Since it's one of the things I know about doing a lot of work with the American Heart Association is when you push for a cause, you can provide real-world examples of how this has touched people's lives. And we just talked about the importance of just knowing CPR, but having a CREP is also equally important. You have a story of an Iowa high school student who, thank goodness, the right people and the right things were in place after an event at a track meet.
Eric, a young man by the name of Nate Bentley, very healthy athletic student, was at a track meet in Glenwood High. And as he was running on the track, he handed over the baton and collapsed to the ground. His volleyball coach, Naomi, found an AED, jumped and ran over to him, started performing CPR. And as she was performing CPR, she got some support for the AED. Right there and then, the EMS services arrived and he was taken to hospital only for them to find out that he had a congenital heart condition. He was a very healthy student. You would not have thought he would have such an issue. But what we've noticed is that a lot of students are having cardiac arrest during athletic competition. And this is why it's important that there are cardiac emergency response plans in schools and that there sufficient AEDs in the school building as well as during athletic events in the athletic facilities.
What can our listeners do, Census, to be involved with that day at the Capitol or leading up to that event?
One of the things that our listeners can do is, one, join the HEART Network, known as HEART Power. You can do that by texting IA to 46839. I'll repeat that again, IA to 46839. When you join this network, you will be receiving alerts on the preparation for our day at the Capitol. There is also a pre-event to train volunteers on the talking points, how to talk to legislators, and what are the key points that we want legislators to know. In general, we want legislators to pass legislation on cardiac emergency response plans in schools and athletic facilities. We want them to also support some kind of funding that can help with a grant program so that those communities can get AEDs in their schools as well as CPR training.
As we get ready to wrap up our interview, is there anything else our listeners need to know, whether it's about the cardiac emergency response plans or your day planned coming up at the Iowa State Capitol on February 24th?
I want to first thank our listeners and all the communities who have been part of the HEART Powered Network, who have appeared for Goal Red for Women, who are there for the HEART events that the HEART Association does. I also want them to have this conversation. Go to your school and find out if they have a cardiac emergency response plan or not. Find out where the AED is. Are there sufficient AEDs? If not, then be part of this urgent process. Get our legislators to pass legislation. Talk to your legislator. Give them a call. Send them an email and tell them that you want us to save more lives in schools and in our athletic facilities.
Thank you so much, Census, from the American Heart Association. We appreciate your time this morning on Community Spotlight.
Thank you very much. I look forward to further conversations and getting more of our heroes on your program.